are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter Sprigg, Senior Fellow for Policy Studies at the Family Research Council here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts as the Family Research Council has made it very public in recent days that they're concerned about one of the people that President Obama's nominated to a top position inside the Department of Education, namely because of his plan to help indoctrinate students at the very youngest of grade levels and about the positive attributes, as he sees it, of homosexuality. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Who is this nominee, and why does he concern you so much?
Well, his name is Kevin Jennings, not to be confused with Ken Jennings, the famous Jeopardy champion. Kevin Jennings is the founder of GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, which is the leading advocacy organization to promote a homosexual agenda in schools. And Kevin Jennings has been appointed by Education Secretary Arne Duncan to head the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools. Now, I understand the rationale for the appointment because GLSEN makes a lot about safety. They talk about creating safe schools. But their definition of safe schools are schools in which homosexuality is not only tolerated but is actively affirmed. And I have no question that that will be the agenda that Kevin Jennings would pursue in the Department of Education.
What has he specifically or his organization been doing in recent months and years to promote this pro-homosexual agenda in the nation's schools?
Well, it takes a number of forms. They have perhaps the most basic and relatively less controversial is anti-bullying policies, but which we would support, except we do not support specifying particular categories of victims, and they support specifying protecting children based on their sexual orientation. But the agenda goes way beyond that. It goes into so-called non-discrimination codes, which end up discriminating against people with traditional values. You move on to having school programs, individual one-shot programs like assemblies or one-day events to promote the acceptance of homosexuality. It moves on to promoting homosexuality in sex education classes, and then in all classes, in history class, in English classes, and so forth. And in the end, leads to leads to persecution of people who happen to believe that it's unwise or undesirable for people to engage in homosexual conduct. And they pursue this agenda not only at the high school level, but at the middle school level and even at the elementary school level from kindergarten on up. In fact, one of the more controversial things about Kevin Jennings that we discovered in researching him is that he actually wrote the foreword for a book called Queering Elementary Education, which is devoted entirely to the subject of doing this in elementary schools, and among other things contains an essay that promotes teaching about masturbation to a 7-year-old girl. So I think there's a lot in his record that is controversial even for a gay activist, and would be reason enough to take back his appointment.
About a minute left in our conversation with Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council. And Peter, get into a little bit more detail, if you can, about what type of backlash there is towards those who disapprove, for spiritual or cultural, whatever reasons, the type of agenda that Mr. Jennings and this group is promoting.
Well, one of the notorious remarks that Jennings made publicly in a speech in a church of all places in New York City in 2000 was speaking of the so-called religious right, he used a profanity, he used the F word, and he said, I don't care what they think, drop dead. Now, this is the tone of the person who wants to create safe schools, but he wants his opponents to drop dead. And there are other examples like this. He's actually written a book. His autobiography is called Mama's Boy, Preacher's Son. Apparently, his father was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he expresses a great deal of hostility to the Southern Baptist churches in his book, towards our largest Protestant denomination in the country. I just think it's that his stands are beyond the pale.
Peter, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for helping us understand this better.
You're welcome.
Peter Sprigg is a senior fellow for policy studies at the Family Research Council here in Washington. That concludes this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Please find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for listening. Please join us tomorrow at this same time for the next Dateline Washington.